This is episode number 10 of the SWGA Sports Podcast for Thursday, February 4th, 2016. And welcome to the latest edition of the SWGA Sports Podcast. I'm Walter Johnson. And for this edition of the SWGA Sports Podcast, and the focus will be on the review of National Signing Day, where high school senior football players and signed with a signed national letters of intent to play college football for the next 4 or 5 years. So a lot of stuff to get to. So let's get started, and we'll start in Lee County, where the Trojans had 10 players signed to play college football. And leading that class was Chris Barnes, offensive lineman, and he signed with the University of Georgia. And Barnes had been committed to UGA for less than a year. And this despite the fact that Mark Richt was forced out, heading down to and he's now the head coach at the University of Miami of Florida, and replaced by Bainbridge native Kirby Smart. And also another offensive lineman, Jacob Baker from Lee County, signed with Valdosta University at the NCAA Division II level. And much like UGA, VSU went through a coaching change when David Dean left to become an assistant under new head coach Tyson Summers. Also with South Georgia ties from Tifton. And another player is from Lee County that signed, and quarterback Garrett Morrell will continue to play his college football at Marshall University in West Virginia and compete in Conference USA. And Garrett Morrell at Marshall University and committed over the summer. And just like Barnes at the University of Georgia, and Morrell pretty much kept his commitment to sign with Marshall and was made official on Wednesday, February 3rd. And also, wide receiver Trey Eford will attend Troy University in Alabama. And three other Lee County wide receivers also signed on the dotted line. Landon Brown signed with Reinhardt University, which is an NAIA school. And Waleska, Georgia is a tiny town in North Georgia, Cherokee County, about roughly an hour and a half from, say, Midtown Atlanta. And Devontae C. signed with Independence Community College in Kansas. And Anthony Tupper will head all the way out to Southern California, where he won't be playing for the USC Trojans. Instead, he'll be playing at West Los Angeles College in Culver City, California. And three-year starter Collins Tinsley will play NCAA Division II football in the SIAC at Benedict College in Columbia, South Carolina. And William Bryant, when had originally committed to Arkansas State only to decommit, and he's reconsidering his options for college. However, on Sunday, Bryant announced on Twitter that he was enrolling at Samford University in Birmingham, Alabama. And linebacker Raleigh Wilson Jr. head north to Minnesota and play college football at Rochester Community College. And those 10 seniors that signed at Lee County were part of the winningest senior class in program history. That included a Region 1-5A title in 2013 and second place finish in Region 1-6A, and it also included a playoff win, first round playoff win, and over Lovejoy of Clayton County, and then got crushed but eventual state runner-up Archer of Gwinnett County. And, you know, and how about in Daugherty County, in the Daugherty County school system, and the Westover Patriots had a couple of players sign national letters of intent to play at an NCAA Division I FCS football championship subdivision schools. Emory McKenzie will play for the Furman Purple Paladins, Furman University in Greenville, South Carolina, while Jarvis Reed will go to the MEAC, play for North Carolina A&T. And according to the Albany Herald, McKenzie was a standout quarterback for the Patriots, finishing as the only player in the area to run for 1,000 yards and pass for 1,000, and had 17 touchdowns total during his senior year. And the big twist with the signing of Emory McKenzie, he'll switch from playing quarterback to linebacker for Westover, and kind of makes sense since the linebackers are basically the quarterback of the defense. And anyone that's followed football, watched the games on television or online over the years, you know, basically knows, you know, that linebacker, you know, linebacker's job is to lead the defense, to make the big stops. And as for Reed, and he chose North Carolina A&T over two other Division I FCS schools in the Carolinas, in the Citadel out of the Southern Conference, and Presbyterian out of the Big South Conference. And Reed played both tight end and defensive end at North Carolina A&T. And so it'll be interesting to see where he fits into the equation up there in the MEAC at North Carolina A&T, won the MEAC title. Not only won the MEAC title, also I think they won the inaugural Celebration Bowl, paying the two champions of the historically black college conferences, North Carolina A&T and the MEAC, and they outlasted Alcorn State in the SWAC. That was back on December 19th of this past season of 2015. And you mentioned and Monroe's Antonio Leroy will play for Presbyterian, and had he not signed with the North Carolina A&T, and Jarvis Reed very likely would have joined Leroy at Presbyterian. But Antonio Leroy will sign for the play with Presbyterian, competing in the Big South Conference. And as for Raymond Thomas, he'll stay at home and sign the play for head coach Dan Land and the Golden Rams of Albany State University. And Leroy was a 4-year starter at linebacker, and he had more than 400 tackles and forced more than 20 turnovers, turned 7 for touchdowns in his high school career, according to the Albany Herald. And Presbyterian was just 2-9 a year ago, and gave up more than 200 yards rushing, and barely over 165 passing. And Thomas was also a 4-year starter and played a position on the offensive line, graded out at 85%. And Albany State came off a disappointing loss in the SIAC championship game. And it'll be interesting to see if the Rams can make it work this year, thanks to the signing of Thomas. And they'll probably need all the help they can get. And Dan Land and company will probably need all the help they can get to win that elusive SIAC championship in 2016. And and some other signing news. And Worth County Rams, Eric Burrows, will head up north to Iowa and signing with Iowa Western Community College and Council Bluffs. And back in Daugherty County in East Albany, two players for the Daugherty Trojans signed letters of intent on Wednesday, February 3rd. Defensive back Karan Allen signed with the Atlanta Sports Academy, while defensive lineman Cedric Bryan signed with ASA College of Miami. And Allen had 4 interceptions last season, broke up 16 passes, also recorded 43 tackles in 2015. And Bryan had 64 tackles and 15 sacks this past season, while also spending some time on the offensive line. And as this podcast is being recorded, Quentin Sanders from Mitchell County signed with yet another FCS program, the Savannah State Tigers, Savannah State University, and that football program, I mean, really hasn't done much since moving up to the NCAA Division I level, way back in 2000. It seems like ancient history. And he'll be in, even being a member of the MEAC, and it really hasn't done much to change the fortunes, but who knows? And it's like the saying goes, you know, anything can happen. You know, just sign the right players could sign players like Quentin Sanders might be the jolt the Savannah State program needs to be competitive, compete for MEAC titles year in, year out. And finally, have Valdosta State University and first-year head coach Kerwin Bell, who replaced David Dean, as mentioned earlier in this podcast, signed 39 players, and many of those players come from South Georgia, Southwest, South Central Georgia, and signed multiple players from back-to-back GHSA Class 6A state champion Colquitt County Packers. And a lot of players, signed tons of players from Colquitt County. And Steven Jackson, running back from Southwest Georgia Academy, GISA school from Damascus, Georgia, in Early County. Also, another player, and from Lowndes High, Logan Neely, a linebacker, and he'll stay close to home. And we mentioned earlier, Jacob Baker, 6'5", 325 pounds, from Lee County. And a couple of players from Valdosta High, and coached by former head coach Ranch Gillespie, Jamarcus Tyson, wide receiver, 6'3", 200 pounds, and a very big presence at wideout. Was signed by Bell and Antonio Kuma, last name spelled, or is it Kiuma? Spelled K-E-U-M-A. Another wide receiver, 6'2", 187 pounds, and Davis McCraney, 6'3", 260 pounds. A former Valdosta Wildcat. And this is where the Colquitt County Packer pipeline comes in. And from Colquitt County to VSU pipeline. And Kyle Duke, 6'3", 285 pounds. And being signed by the Blazers. Nate Powell, 5'8", 170 pounds. Also from Moultrie, Colquitt County Packers. Defensive back Keontae Green, 5'10", 165 pounds, You know, hopefully he can make some huge contributions to VSU secondary. And Quentin Moore, 6'1", 272 pounds. And trying to anchor that defensive line. And finally, you have Austin White, 6'3", 312 pounds from Brooks County. The Trojans from Quitman, Georgia. And Maurice Freeman, longtime head coach down there at Brooks County. And on that note, that'll end this edition of the SWGA Sports Podcast, episode number 10. And you can listen to the SWGA Sports Podcast online at SouthwestGeorgiaNetwork.com. And that's where you'll find the SWGA Sports Podcast. Our Twitter handle is SWGA Network. Thank you for listening.